For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. The president of the University of Missouri System is seeking an independent review of how the university handled allegations from a swimmer that she had been sexually assaulted by a football player more than a year before she committed suicide. The move Sunday by UM System President Tim Wolf comes after an ESPN story questioning the University of Missouri's response to the alleged sexual assault of Sasha Menu Curry, who committed suicide in 2011, about 16 months after the alleged rape. In a letter to chancellors of the university's four campuses, Wolf says he'll ask the board of curators to hire, quote, outside independent counsel to investigate how the university handled Menu Curry's allegations. The university also says it turned its information on the matter over to police on Saturday. Late Friday night, a group of federal judges found that the compounding pharmacy making Missouri's execution drug can remain secret. But as St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon's Chris McDaniel reports, new emails point to one pharmacy in particular.
We reported last month that there were three possible pharmacies selling Missourians execution drug, none of which are licensed in the state. New emails show that one of those pharmacies, the Apothecary Shop in Oklahoma, has offered to supply execution drugs to other states. The Apothecary Shop refused to answer our questions last month, but new records show the pharmacy asked Louisiana for anonymity in selling the execution drug to them. States like Missouri have turned to secret compounding pharmacies for execution drugs because virtually no drug manufacturer wants their product used in lethal injections. Unless something changes in the next few days, on Wednesday, Missouri will carry out its third execution in as many months. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.
Missouri is going to begin picking up the tab for students to take the ACT college entrance exam and dramatically reduce the amount of time some elementary and middle school students spend taking state assessments. When the changes take effect next school year, Missouri will join more than a dozen states that already offer the ACT test to all their students. Missouri plans to offer the test once, free of charge, to high school juniors. Elementary and middle school students also will see changes as the state switches to new assessments tied to the Common Core standards for math and reading. Students in 3rd, 4th, 6th, and 7th grades will take a one-hour version of the test. Only 5th and 8th graders will take a longer 7-hour version. Opposition is starting to form around a ballot measure that would enshrine a right to farm in Missouri's Constitution. A former Democratic state senator has started a political action committee to fight the ballot measure. Wes Schumeyer says the amendment would take away the people's ability to use the initiative petition process to regulate agriculture. A coalition of farming and livestock associations, known as Missouri Farmers Care, argues the amendment is necessary to protect farmers from groups that use the ballot box to restrict farming and ranching. Missouri lawmakers referred the measure to the ballot last year. It will appear on the November ballot unless Governor Jay Nixon moves up the date. North Dakota voters approved similar constitutional protection in 2012. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is proposing some big funding increases in his budget. But even if lawmakers approve of them, some programs still could be getting less money than they once did. As a result of two separate recessions since the turn of the century, governors and lawmakers made deep funding cuts to public universities, student scholarships, school busing, and the Parents as Teachers Early Childhood Program, among others. House Budget Committee Chairman Rick Stream says some of those programs may never return to their funding high marks. In other cases, he says lawmakers want to restore funding, but may do so at a slower pace than recommended by Nixon. The president of the University of Missouri says he will go along with Governor Jay Nixon and recommend that tuition for the system's four campuses not go up next year. The governor proposed in his State of the State address last week that higher education receive more state money. UM President Tim Wolf said Friday that should provide enough funds to let the school keep tuition flat.
I believe that based on what it would be directed our way, as proposed by the governor, is the resources that we need to cover our costs and to continue to provide the quality education experience that we need to.
The last time tuition remained flat was 4 years ago. The university system's curators had been moving ahead on a plan that would have called for a 1.5% tuition increase. The final decision is up to the university's board of curators, which meets this week in Columbia. 15% of Americans received federal food stamp benefits in the 2013 fiscal year, according to a new U.S. Department of Agriculture report. That includes about 936,000 people in Missouri. As Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports, the program is the most controversial issue for negotiators working on a new farm bill.
Both the House and Senate propose billions in cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It's often referred to as food stamps, and the program is the most expensive piece of the farm bill. But while the Senate wants to cut $4 billion in funds, the House wants to cut $40 billion. Whatever the final deal is, it will affect a lot of people. 47 million Americans benefit from the program. Pat Westhoff of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute says that number of recipients has been a point of controversy in itself.
People who think that we have too many people in the program today want to do things to restrict the number of beneficiaries. Others are concerned that given the tough economic times, that we don't want to do things that would reduce food availability to Americans.
The farm bill expired in October, and lawmakers have been crafting a new bill for months. Abby Fentress, Swanson Harvest Public Media.
The descendants of the man dubbed the father of the University of Missouri are working to atone for their revered relative's slaveholding past. The Columbia Missourian reports that the great-great-grandchildren of James Sidney Rollins grew up hearing about his role bringing the state's flagship university to Columbia and promoting it in the state legislature. But they also learned Rollins was one of Boone County's largest slaveholders. Since Clay Maring and two sisters provided about $32,000 to create the James S. Rollins Slavery Atonement Endowment in 2008, it has funded 24 research projects in MU's Black Studies Department. Clay Maring says the whole point was to start a conversation. The Heart of Missouri United Way in Columbia is cutting its budget by nearly 10% after falling $1 million short of its fundraising goal. The group's executive director, Tim Rich, says some of the agency's funded partners might see a drop in contributions. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.